up next, News Bulletin.
It's a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records or invoices as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. ERB warns unlicensed LPG traders of jail and heavy fines. More Zambians turn up for voter registration as ECZ extends deadline. Zambia to experience isolated thunderstorms. In international news, anti-migrant group ordered to stop blocking foreigners from South African healthcare. And in sports, technical bench is shake up at Kasanshi Dynamos. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Meteorological Department, ZMD, has warned members of the public to take precautionary measures as the country experiences isolated thunderstorms from the 5th to the 9th of November 2025. In a statement issued in Lusaka, the ZMD says the thunderstorms will be influenced by moist and unstable airflow from Congo, combined with airflow from the southeast and localized convection caused by elevated temperatures across much of the country. The department says the rains are expected to be heavier in parts of southern, western, northwestern, Copperbelt, central and Luapula provinces and will gradually extend eastward over the forecast period. As part of precautionary measures, the department has advised members of the public to avoid sheltering under trees during thunderstorms to reduce the risk of lightning strikes and to suspend water transport activities during stormy conditions to prevent accidents. Meanwhile, the Zambia Meteorological Department has also urged farmers to protect their harvested crops to avoid damage from the anticipated rains. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it has captured over 1,224,000 voters during the first four phases of the ongoing mass voter registration exercise. Speaking during a press briefing at the ECZ headquarters in Lusaka today, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said there has been a noticeable increase in the number of people turning up to register. He revealed that during phase four, a total of 567,425 new voters were registered, with 306,573 males and 271,395 females. Mr. Kasaro says the Kopparberg province recorded the highest number of registered voters at 179,956, while Mchinga province recorded the lowest at 67,181. Other provinces include Eastern with 157,780, Southern with 157,317, Luapula with 127,513, Western Province with 117,344, while Lusaka with 110,043, Central with 103,869, Northern with 109,739, and Northwestern Province with 93,330.
1,224,072. Please note that all the figures presented above for both new registrations and are provisional and subject to verification and consolidation. Members of the public are further reminded that the Commission will conduct inspection of the provisional register of voters in February next year. So,
the Electoral Commission of Zambia has further disclosed that the Commission has been working closely with the Church, traditional leaders and non-governmental organizations to intensify public sensitizations on the importance of voter registration. Mr. Kasaro announced that the exercise, which began on October 13, 2025, and was scheduled to conclude on November 11th, has been extended to February 2026 to allow more eligible citizens to register.
Additionally, the Commission calls upon all stakeholders to continue to raise awareness regarding this important national exercise. The Commission wishes to reiterate that if you register in 2020 or during the continuous registration of voters and still have your voter's card, you remain on the register and do not need to register again. However, if you have changed location, damaged or lost your card, this is the opportunity to update your record and obtain a replacement. Further, please note that in order to facilitate access to the voter system process, a voter can register or need a date at any open registration center.
The government has commended the rural